So we are at the Copeland Book Market, which is not a conventional market. It is, in fact, a multi-story car park. And I've just come up to the top floor with a gentleman from Norway.
Hi, my name is Bjarne Bade, and I run an artist-run space in Oslo called Melk. And it's been up since 2009. And we have a gallery space in Oslo. We used to do 10 exhibitions per year, now we're down to 4, and we use the gallery room as a project space in between exhibitions. And we started out the gallery basically because there's been a very strong photographic scene within Scandinavia, and especially with a photographic artist that started out, they started in the early 90s, and they've been working together, and they built like a strong community and built up a generation of artists together. So it was quite hard for young artists to come into the scene and get exhibitions and get attention. And we felt it was time for a new generation building up in Scandinavia, so we made the space where this could happen.
When you say Scandinavia, how distinct are the different countries in Scandinavia as far as their photography community is concerned?
It's quite similar, I would say. I think, like, from an aesthetical point of view, it's quite similar. Norway has been lacking, I think, like an international recognition. If you compare to Sweden, for instance, they have been quite good at branding themselves outside. If you see at the Nordic countries, like Helsinki has had the Helsinki School and these things, but in Norway, I think we've been lacking that. So that's also something we're trying to do something about by being at this book market and going to art fairs and these things, and try to work with international institutions to show that Norwegian photography and also like Scandinavia as a brand is kind of working quite well.
Looking at your books, they seem to be quite like other stuff you would see coming out of London, maybe less like stuff that comes out of other Scandinavian countries. Quite a lot of conceptualish type photographies, photograms, that type of thing. Mm. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. I think that might be a generational thing as well. Now everybody seems to be more in touch than earlier. We've been in touch with the people behind the book market here for a few years. So this is the first time we're here, but everyone is communicating and talking to each other through emails and websites and all this. So I think everyone is kind of influencing each other somehow. I don't know, maybe the Scandinavian distinction is a more, it's kind of cool and like cold, and where it comes to subject matter and these things, it might be quite similar to what is going on in London at the moment as well.
Mm. And quite a lot of people that you work with, did they study with London or in London, or were they ever studied somewhere else?
Yeah, quite a lot of them have actually studied here in London and in Scotland, a few of them. And the best photography school has been in Gothenburg in Sweden, so a lot of Norwegian artists have been there. And that's also a reason why I wanted to make this gallery, because the opening events and the talks we do and everything bring together all the people. So people that have studied abroad come home and they don't have like a network of like-minded people. And that's, I think that's very important when you are working within the field of art or photography or design or whatever, to have regular meetings and discussions and come to places like this as well.